T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And the news continues at 6:52. Joining us now live is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. And I had a friend buy some Bitcoin a few years ago and made enough money to buy a building. And so as we're looking at Bitcoin and the numbers just go higher and higher, I think a lot of people are saying, what is Bitcoin?
Yeah, and I get it. It's very confusing, so stay with me here. So essentially, Bitcoin is just one of many digital currencies. And so what the heck is that? It means that you sort of have like a ledger somewhere where a bunch of computers are keeping track of who owns a certain amount of Bitcoins. They were mined through a computer program, but it's a currency, so you can use it to spend on stuff. So if I go out this morning and I spend $9,000 on a Bitcoin, then I have $9,000 worth of some currency to go buy something else. Of course, it's not accepted everywhere, so it's a little bit limiting. The reason why it's getting so many headlines is that it just is going crazy in terms of pricing. And so Bitcoin rose over $9,600 this morning in Asia. 7 days ago, it was at $8,000. The beginning of the year, it started at $1,000. So it's a crazy euphoria around the trading of Bitcoin. But what I should really be clear about is that the technology behind these currencies, it's real. And it's really important to financial service companies. They're trying to explore how to use that technology to make their businesses more efficient.
Jill, this is the time of year where many people donate to charities. With the changes to the tax code, does that affect charitable giving at all?
Well, it doesn't, actually. It's one of the few areas that went sort of underneath the radar of tax reform, both on the House and the Senate plan. So if you are someone who is going to itemize deductions, and you know that may or may not be you because the standard deduction is set to double. But if you do itemize, you will still get a deduction for charitable. Now, that's important, though, because maybe next year you might not be able to deduct because you're not going to itemize next year, but you do this year. That would argue that maybe you should give more money this year if you want a bigger bang for your tax buck. Most people don't give like that. Most people give because they want to give. They don't really care about the tax part as much. So just be careful not to give to a charity unless you really made sure it's legit.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Thanks, Jill.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.